What up, and welcome to the Odd Caro Podcast. I am your host, Charles. That is my fake name. I'm pretty sure you guys will be able to find out my real name in this journey we called life, and as we go on, you know, pursuing happiness, pursuing life, you know. I'm 21. I reside in Texas. And life is pretty good, you know, you can't complain. I'm alive. I live in the U.S. of A, Lord Jesus. And, you know, we have it good here. You know? Can't complain. Can't complain about anything. But the only thing I will complain about is, you know, people. That's the only thing I will ever consider complaining anything about, because I'm better than everyone. No, I'm not. But anyway, just if you've ever, you know, worked with people or even traveling, you know, traveling just brings out the worst in people. And I'm the fun guy, I'd say. I'm the fun guy in traveling. Especially with friends, you know, friends bring out the funness in you. But, you know, I know when to shut up. I know when to keep my mouth shut. And, you know, traveling just brings out the worst in people, you know? Like, you know, the people who always want the snacks. The people who don't use the bathroom or can't hold it. I've only done that once in my life. And for a good reason. It was an emergency, you know? It was about to come out, you know? And when it's about to come out, you just gotta go. You know? You know? You just gotta go when you know it's about to come out. But anyway, just want to thank you guys, you know, for finding my podcast, for listening to it. And I just want to give a big thanks to Anchor App for making this all possible. I've always wanted to start one of these things because I enjoy listening to them. And I'm pretty sure if you're listening to mine, then you enjoy listening to podcasts. But anyway, this is a time to unwind and listen to me talk because I'm a man of many voices. Yeah, you know what you know what it is, you know. I'm a man of many voices. And it comes out in different ways in different situations. But anyway, this is my normal voice, I think. I forgot what my normal voice sounds like. You know, I believe in having fun. If there's anything you're going to take away from this podcast is that I believe in having fun. I believe, you know, life is too serious to be taken seriously. So if you're able to, you know, do with what you have, you know, make do with the situation you're going through, then you're gonna be all right, you know, because you're human, and I'm human. I used to be human, like Mark Zuckerberg. I used to be human. I still am human. But anyway, you know, human behavior is such a fascinating thing, you know, and it pissed me off sometimes. I'm sorry if that's considered a curse word. I won't say it again. Anyway, there's just some humans, you know, that you tend to like ponder, or you tend to like, you know, like, what the heck is this guy thinking? You know, there's those crazy, you know, sheep in the herd. You know, they just don't know what they want. They're indecisive. You know, and females are like this, you know, it's normal for females. I get it. Ladies, I'm sorry if it sounds demeaning to you, but yeah, you're just like that. You know, most men are just cool with it. You know, they're just cool with everything. It's like, okay, what you want? You know, I'm down for whatever. And I'm that kind of guy, you know, I'm just cool with whatever, you know, whatever the group wants, you know, I'm cool with it. Unless it's something I strongly believe against, you know? Like, Satanism. How can you be cool with Satanism? That's just... That's just absurd. But anyway, you know, there are some men out there who have the mindset, you know, they're very undecisive. And that's just something, you know, that bothers the hell out of me. I'm sorry if hell is a cuss word. Won't use it again. Yes, I will. Anyway, it's not a curse word. It's a place, and some of you might go there someday. I'm just kidding. But anyway, yes, there are some men out there who are very undecisive, and it gets on my freaking nerves. I'm sorry, freaking, I said I wasn't going to say it. I just said it. Oh, wait. No, that was piss. I'm sorry about that. Oh, sorry. Okay. Let's redo this. There's some men out there who are just very undecisive. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose or if they're just really like that. And it bothers the heck out of me. It just does, you know? There's those certain people, you know what you want, or you're cool with whatever they want, but there's just some people who just don't know what they want. Or the worst is the ones that they do know what they want, but they act like they don't. And that's cruel, man. That's very cruel. You know? Like, I know what I want, but I'm not gonna tell you. Oh, screw you, man. You know? That's just the worst. You know, the worst kind of human. But anyway, if you're like me, you learn to deal with stuff like that. You learn, you know, you take life as it is, you know. But there's always room for improvement. Always. I don't care who you are, what you do, how perfect you may think you are. There is always room for improvement. And being a part of a team, you know, being a team player, you know, you gotta learn to take criticism. You gotta learn to take criticism. You gotta learn, you know, what makes people tick. You gotta learn the strengths and weaknesses of your team. And you just gotta go with that, you know? You gotta work with what you got. 'Cause in the end, that's all you got at the moment. You know, and you just got to learn to do that. You know, that's a skill that some people don't have, you know. You got to work with what you got. And I think that's one of the philosophies that I have as a young man in 2018. You know, you got to learn to work with what you got. And that's what I'm doing, you know. I don't have the best equipment. I don't have the best situation. I don't have, you know, the best of resources, but I learned to work with what I got. I learned if you want to get somewhere, sometimes you have to walk, you know, and I enjoy walking, you know. I go to church, and the church is like, I'd say like a mile and a half away. And I enjoy that little walk, you know, it's a nice walk. Get to listen to my music, you know, get to enjoy the walk, enjoy the fresh air, you know, get to see people, see human interaction, especially on the road. You know, people are crazy drivers. I don't know what it is. I think I'm one of those people. Maybe. I'm pretty safe. I drive like a turtle. But anyway, there's always crazy drivers, especially here in El Paso. Because it's a border town city, and the law of the jungle is way different here in Texas than it is in Mexico. You know, in Mexico, it's free for all, you know, free for all. And over here, it's mostly law-abiding citizens, I would say. It's pretty safe here. I mean, there isn't, you know, total chaos like there is in Mexico. But I like Mexico. You know? And I also hate it. It's the things, you know, that you go through that makes you the person who you are. And I have a love-hate relationship with Mexico. I lived there for like 8-7 years. And I've never learned a lick of Spanish. It's embarrassing, I know, but it's dangerous. It's dangerous. There's people with guns. There's drug dealers killing each other over there. That's crazy. But I've never learned Spanish in Mexico. And that's just one thing that baffles my mind, you know? You're thrown in a situation, you know, you're forced to live there. And I never, you know, took that next step of learning the language. There was always that language barrier. And when there's a language barrier, you know, these greedy Mexicans, they tend to take advantage of you. Not saying all Mexicans, I said those greedy Mexicans. And I'm part Mexican too. So we're in this boat together, okay?
We're in this boat together, praise God.
Anyway, yes, we'd always get ripped off in Mexico, in Juarez. It just brings out the worst in human nature, where it shines. And you get a mindset of, is there hope for the human race? There is, but not in Mexico. I'm just kidding, people. But anyway, yeah, people are the worst and are the best. You know, we all have our preferences. I'm an ambivert. If you don't know what that means, I'm both extrovert and introvert. You know, it's weird. It's weird because I know a lot of people who are either one or the other. And I'm a mixture of both. And it happens, you know, I find myself in situations where I'll be in a group of 20 people and I'll only say 50 words the whole night. The whole session lasts like 4 or 5 hours and I'll only say 50 words. And it's not my fault, you know? I don't think it is my fault. I don't know. I hope not. Or I hope so, you know? It's a good thing, you know, to be a listener. I'm not on my phone while I'm with other people, most of the time. About 85% of the time, I'm mostly listening, you know, I'm people watching, you know, because it intrigues me. I like looking, I like listening to people because it's very interesting. You know, I like being that fly on the wall perspective, you know. Because I could be as quiet, so quiet, and no one, people know I'm there, but they just don't know I'm there, you know? And I enjoy listening to people. It's weird, like, well, some people know. Some people just annoy the heck out of me. But in a group setting, you know, that's always interesting because there's so much activity going around. And so, I enjoy that fly-on-the-wall perspective, you know, that you can watch people, you could listen to people, you know, the human interaction, you know, that goes around the whole vicinity or whatever. But anyway, I'm rambling too much, you know, it's just people. People are the problem and the solution. People are everything, man. And I believe, you know, if we're able to get through our differences, you know, not have petty grievances, you know, the human race could be very unstoppable, you know, but I don't believe that because God wouldn't allow us. And God is awesome. And I don't care what you think. I don't care if you're an atheist or Satanist or whatever. God is awesome. Jesus is awesome. I'm bringing religion into it, boy. Not really religion. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you should try it, and it works. But anyways, It does, you know. Jesus doesn't leave you, you leave him. Deal with it. That's the life you've chose. That's the life you're gonna get. And I find joy, you know. I wasn't always like this. I wasn't always expressive, very charismatic, you know. I've always, you know, before I actually meant what I said and accepting Jesus into my life, you know, I don't know where I would have been. I would probably have committed suicide. I would probably been depressed. I'd probably been strung out on drugs, you know. But it works. It really does. It changed my life. And I'd just like to encourage you, you know, if you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus, to give it a try. I'm not talking religion. I'm talking a relationship with the one and true God. And I don't care what you say. This is my podcast and I'll say what I want to. But anyway, I'm not going to dive into religion because I don't want to force that on anyone. I'm just suggesting. It's just a suggestion. Anyway, you can hate me. Love me like most of you do. Just kidding. Anyway. Yeah, 16 minutes, man. That's the longest I've ever talked to a phone without anyone talking back. And I think that's something I should learn. You know, learn how to talk. You know? Because, well, I don't know. It's weird. It's subjectional. You know, you gotta work with what you got, you know? And life is too serious to be taken serious, you know? I talk when the situation requires me to talk. And that's how I function. And sometimes I'm just out there. Like I said, I'm an ambivert. So, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get, you know? And I think the new saying that my friends, you know, should say around me is, Charles is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Oh my God. That sounds so cringy. I bet you I'm gonna listen to this later. I'm gonna cringe at it, you know. And I don't care what you think. I don't care what your opinion about me is. I'm gonna do what I wanna do, you know? And what I wanna do isn't breaking the law. It isn't, you know, trashing my life. It isn't wasting my life. Cause I love what I do. I love what I'm going to do. And I love the things that I want to do, you know? That's the thing, you know, people want the best for me, and so do I. And what I'm good at is entertaining people, you know, that's what I want to do. Not in Hollywood, you know, Hollywood sucks. On the internet, you know, the underdog. And I find enjoyment in that. I like creating art. I like, you know, making music. And I like expressing myself through these talents I was given, you know? We live our lives, you know, focusing on our weaknesses. But we forget that we have strengths as well. And yeah, I'm all for, you know, working on the weaknesses. But if you're good at something and you like what you're good at, you know, do it, you know, do what you're good at. You know, you could always learn new things, but if you're good, naturally good at something, I'm saying this, you know, if you're like, if you're an expert at playing piano or for some reason you have the drive to make videos like I do, you know, do it. You know, why not? Why not give it a try? And I know this is feeling like very inspirational, you know, coming from a guy who likes joking a lot, but it's true, you know, I have inspirations, I have dreams, I have goals that I want to accomplish, and, you know, if there's people who want different from me, who want different things for me, then I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to break your heart, because I know what I want, and I won't admit it to you in person, because people are jerks. And as soon as you know, you want to do your dream, you know, they shut you down. They shut you down. They kill the dreamer. They kill the dream. And they turn you into what they want you to be. You know, sometimes you can't play it safe. Sometimes you gotta, you know, you just gotta go for it. Because life is too serious to be taken seriously, so you might as well have fun doing it. You know, in school, I've always struggled with, you know, expressing what I want to be when I grow up, if you could call it that. You know, and I would try to picture myself in those shoes, you know. Would I want to be a firefighter, you know? Would I want to live a normal life? Or would I want to live the life that I wanted to live? Because I went for it. And that's an important thing, you know? Especially in this day of age, you know? People say, well, you'll never make it in Hollywood. But the internet, man, it's so amazing. Just think about this. You know, the internet has given us, you know, a platform. You know, something. The internet has given us a platform, you know, to express ourselves, to write, to create, you know, to be artistic, you know. It's given us this great big platform. And people can make, you know, reality TV shows, make vlogs in their house, you know, and post it online. And these big networks, these big old networks on TV that you see on TV, you know, they're scared. They're scared of the internet because, you know, no one's watching TV anymore. Everyone's online. And just about anyone can do it. So why not? Here's the thing, you know. People talk down, you know, on internet creators. You know. They talk down, but they're scared. They're scared of it. They fear, you know, the known. Because they know, you know, people aren't watching TV anymore. People are on YouTube or they're streaming. And people have found a way to make a living off of that. And these big people on the top in Hollywood, they're scared, you know. They want to be on top, which they are. You know, they're A-list. They're in their magazines. But it's just created a whole new platform where people can express themselves, you know, and make money off of it. And I like that. That's so cool, you know. And, you know, people aren't watching TV anymore. They're on the internet, you know. And it's weird when to see, you know, YouTubers reach a point where they think they're bigger than YouTube. But they fail to realize, you know, that YouTube and, you know, Twitch and online streaming, stuff like that, you know, is becoming bigger than TV. But they don't have the foresight to see that. And, you know, that's crazy. You know, people want to be on the top, you know. But they fail to realize, you know, if they just keep creating, you know, they could be on the top of their platform. And that's just some inspiration. That's just some logical thinking, you know, from a 20-year-old guy, you know, in Texas, you know. That's just me, you know, being real with you guys. So, if you're going to take away anything from this podcast, it is, you know, follow your goals. Follow your dreams. You know, I want to be a catalyst, you know, for kids in El Paso, you know, to break that barrier, you know. Because we've all been told, you know, to think rationally, to be realistic, you know. And this is as real as it's going to get, you know. The world is evolving. Might as well evolve, you know. We ain't going to stay the same. Times are changing, you know? And this whole internet creator thing is creating like a new job for people. People are freaking making millions off of YouTube videos. Like what the heck is that? Like, and people don't like that, you know? They call us entitled. They call us, you know, they just want the money, you know? And they fail to realize, you know, this is what people love to do. And they're good at it. Why not let them do it? You know? You got to do what you wanted to do. You know? You were young at one point. You wanted to do, you know, stuff. You know? Why not give it a try? Why not? You know, and when this thing starts taking off, you know, I'm going to look back and I'm going to see, you know, the fruits of my labor. And I don't want to become an overnight success. You know, that's just being honest with you guys. I want to enjoy the journey. I want to, you know, see how far I've grown, you know, like PewDiePie, like Ninja, that guy Ninja on Twitch who plays Fortnite, you know? That guy made $1 million just streaming on Fortnite. Like, if that's not called success, then I don't know what is. The guy is freaking playing video games for a living. He made $1 million, which some people will never do in their entire life. And he did it doing something that he loves to do. You know, why not go for it? Why not take that extra step, you know, to do it, you know? And I know it's going to be hard. And it's going to be rough. And there's sometimes I'm going to want to quit. But the big picture is what I see. That's what I'm going for. And that's what I want to go for. And that's where I am going. That's where I am going to go for. And, you know, just life. That's the beauty of life. You know, it's a roller coaster. You're going to have your ups. You're going to have your downs. But you're the determining factor. If you set your mind to it. If you're able to get through the hard times. You're unstoppable. You know. And if you're like me. If you've been through rough. If you had rough childhood. You know. Or you've lived through the rough times of your life as a kid. You know, and you've gotten through it without killing yourself, without, you know, being strung up on drugs or whatever. You're unstoppable, bro. And sis, you know, you can do it. And I'm not saying that, you know, to talk down to people who've had it good or had it decent. You know, that's not a diss to you guys. You know, more power to you, you know? But as a speaking as an underdog, you know, life is, it's hard. It's gonna be hard. You know, and like my whole silly philosophy, you know, life is too serious to be taken serious, you know, so you might as well have fun doing it, you know, but it's true, you know, these people, they take themselves way too seriously, and it's silly, it honestly is, you know, you take life too seriously, and no one likes, you know, stuck up people. Only other stuck up people like stuck up people. You know, and we are all not, you know, that way. And if you are like that way, then sorry to say that, but you suck. Sorry to say this, but you suck. Anyway, I'm rambling too much, you know. So, if you're going to take anything away from this podcast, that is, you know, why not? You know, chase your dreams. You know, do what makes you happy. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, go shoot up a school or whatever. That's stupid. And, you know, don't do that. That does not make you happy. That makes you crazy and stupid. And I don't like you. No, I'm serious. I don't like people who find, you know, violence and stupid stuff like that, you know, fun. Or they say they like it, you know. They're just trying to be edgy or whatever. That's stupid. I don't like stupid people. I like people who know how to have fun, you know. People who are honest and true to themselves. You know, people who are not, you know, liars. No one likes a liar. Although I lie a lot. I'll lie down on my bed. But anyways, just want to thank you for listening to my little podcast. I'm going to be doing more of these, so y'all stay tuned. You know, we're going to the top, baby. We're going to the top, you know. If you know how to do it, you know, if you're good at it, you know, give it a try. See where it takes you. You know, stand the test of time and, you know, bear witness to the fruits of your labor. And someday, you know, someday you just might make it. Or someday you will make it, you know, because hard work, you know, work smarter, not harder. You know, if you love doing something, then do it. You know, don't let anyone talk down to you. Don't let anyone dictate your life or, you know, steer you away from what you want to do. You know, just go for it and see what happens, you know. No one told, you know, no one knew that we were going to land on the moon or even get a man into space or even be able to, you know, fly an airplane. No one knew that stuff. They were the laughing stock of their town, you know, but they did it. And everyone's using it now, you know, that's crazy. That is insane. But if you think outside the box, you know, and if you do it, you know, then chances are you will make it. I believe in you, you know? We're all young dreamers. And if you're not, then sweet dreams. Just kidding. Anyways, thank you for listening to my podcast. It has been a great first podcast. I've been talking for 35 minutes. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. And, you know, don't underestimate people. You know, don't talk down to people. Because that's giving them fuel. If you do that, then you suck. And I don't like you. But anyways, thank you for listening to my podcast. You know, pray for your haters. And I'll see you guys on the next time. You know, big thank you to Anchor App. Anchor App for making this all possible. And y'all have a good night. Thank you for listening. This is Charles out.